We are learning Masechtas Ksuvos, Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately 10 lines from the top. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the top of Eboy Elohu. The shaila is like this. Eboy Elohu, so makes a shliach to sell parts of his property. Omalei zoven li liska, sell for me, out of my property, sell a half a kur from my fields to someone. And this shliach went ahead and sold a base kur, a full base kur, much more than he told him to sell. My, what's the halacha? Could he be chayzer now? The mishaleach says, what do you mean? I never meant to sell a whole kur. So the whole thing he wants to be chayzer on, or he can't be chayzer on half, because that much was a kiyum of a shlichus. My Moisev Advarov, he's just Moisev Advarov, who really it's a good sale for half. He just is Moisev and sold the extra half. The extra half is bottle. Moisev Advarov, and Liska be a Kani. I said on the Liska be a Kani. I don't know. Mav Advarov, who is over his Dvarov, he's not a good Shliach. And luck is, if you don't do the Shlichus, it's bottle. And therefore, Liska can have a like Kani. The Lesser also is not Kani. Even the half is not Kani. The question is, could he be Chayzer on the Lesser? Now they speak out, Avad the guy who bought it, if he doesn't want to take a lesser, he wants to take the whole thing or nothing. Of course, he has the right, because the half of the show is bottle. The question is, the lekech is masking take half, and he doesn't want to be chayzer on that. And so the shaila is it a good shlichus on half or not? You look at this, when he sells a base core, look at it, it's moisev advarov, or it's a whole new type of thing he's doing, and it's bottle of shlichus. That's the Gemara shaila, is it moisev or not? So Omrav Yaakov, when Harpa Koy Meshmei de Ravina, I've taught to bring a raya. Toshma, it says by Me'ilah, the lach is by Me'ilah, someone who uses kachim b'shoigig is over me'ilah, he has to bring a carbon, and he has to pay a karam v'chaymish. So I'm a baal bayis v'shluchai. The baal bayis told the shliach, you know, the waiter, ten lehem chaticha l'archem, give every one of the guests one chaticha. They didn't chapa his kachim. V'hu oimer, the shliach went ahead and said, tlustayim, he told the guest, he went an extra mile. He said, told each guest, take two pieces. The hain and the guest, not to show, so three pieces. Now, lach is, and they find out it's kachim. Lach is kula malu. They're all mile. The babai is mile in the first piece. The waiter is mile in the second piece. And the archim is up in the third piece. See, I'm bishlam moisiv advarav have shemachi babai's spot mal. If you hold the word is moisiv advarav, so we understand what a babai is mal. Because even though he didn't do exact shlichas, he told them two, and the shlichas is one, but it's moisiv. So the first one's a shliach, and if you're mile. Eli amis mavad varav, if by saying two, you will eva advar, if you said the wrong thing, baal bayis my mal, why is he mal? That's not, we learned in the Mishnah, hashliach shah shichus baal bayis mal. If the shliach did a shlichas, baal bayis mal, lo shichus shliach mal. If he didn't do a shliach, then the shliach's mal. Here, if he didn't do a shlichas, so the shliach's mal on both pieces. The baal bayis, he didn't do the baal bayis shlichas, so it must be, it's moisiv advar. And for the Gemara, no. But what happened was, he told the guests, one of them is from the Babayis, the other one's from me. So he clearly told them, it's two separate things. There's two separate shlichas. He did a shlichas Babayis, he said, take an extra one from me. And they took a third one. So that's what the case, that all three of Me'ilah. There happened to be a shayla regarding the them who took a third one, did they do... Is the shliach being over, or they were over what the shliach said? The shliach said two. The maybe the only chayiv, if they say I'm taking one for the babayis, the second one for the waiter, and the third one for myself. That's a shaila in the Rishonim had to learn. Balkapanim was saying over here it's not a riot. The shaila moisef for ma'avir, because here the pshat is the shliach spoke out clearly that the first one is for the babayis. Toshima, let's try bringing another riot. The riot is to be from our own Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, the second part of our Mishnah, the ksuba was only 100. Now we types in the Mishnah, it means is, she sold something 101, she sold it for 100. Our Gemara now thinks it's a different taich. The taich is like this. It was ksuba was mana, umakra shava mana v'dinner b'mana. They sold a property worth 101 for 101, they sold it for the right price, but it was only, I only owed one mana. So I sold something extra, more than I'm allowed to sell. I'm only allowed to sell for 100. I sold 101. Mechra bottle. My lav isn't the case. The zavin shava mon of a dinner, b'mon of a dinner. Umay b'mana. What does it mean, b'mana? B'mana shalah. I sold 101 for my mana, so I took extra. And that and says mechra bottle, okay? I ended with slichas. I, what's the lashon? It says, and if I give it back to you, it's still a bottle. When I give it back to you, and obviously, you got the 101. Of course, the one is yours. What's the afilu? My afilu. Afilu yemeres. Achses adinu yarshim dinu kakoi. Even if she says, I'll give you back a piece of karka for that one dinner. So still, the halacha is bottles. So what do you see? You see from here that if you don't do the shlichus exactly, it's batel. So it's a raya mavi advarov. Zakta Gemara, Omar Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Nosson, no, you're reading the Mishnah wrong. It does not mean a case where you were Maver Advarav, you didn't do the Shlichus exactly. Loi, but the Oizel, you went too low. You sold a property of 101 for 100. That was the case. It was a case of the Oizel, and that's why it's bottled, because you messed up. You did the wrong type. You did a mistake in the Mechiri, the mistake in the Mechiri. Great thing about Akasha, it can't be talking about the Oizel, because there won't be the Chiddush of the Seifa. I'm with the Seifa, but the Oizel. Since the Sefer is talking about with Oizel, have a ratio of the Oizel. What's the Sefer? The Ktani Sefer, the Ksuba was 400 Zuz, and she sold three properties first, Macho Zevamana, Vazevamana, and another Mana. And the last one, La'achron, Yofa Mana Vadina Bemana. And the last one was a case where you sold a Mana Vadina Bemana, and there it has to mean a mistake, because there it can mean you sold a property of 101 Bemana, which means for the 100 she was owed, like we said before. Because here she's owed 400. That's what Tap Tosis speaks out. Tap Tosis really tells inside. So the Efshel Afarish La Achroin Yofa Mana Vadina Bemana Vadina, my Mana means Mana Shalah. Daksuba Dalme Azuz. It's 400 Zuz. Like upon him. So we're saying here it has to mean that she messed up in the sale and she sold it for too little. So since the Sefer is talking about that, and the Lachon says over here, Shal Achra Mecha Batov, Shal Kul Mecha Kayim. So if the Sefer is talking about the Oizel, what do you have to tell me the case of the Reisha by the Oizel? It's what's the Chiddush? So tomorrow, no, I'll tell you what the Chiddush is. Look, Reisha and Sefer the Oizel. Both the Reisha and the Sefer are talking about the Oizel. Sefer, Kamash Falon, and Sefer, the Chiddush is like this. Time of the Oizel by the Yasmi. Ava by the day, Midda Machra Kayim. That means this is only what they sold it for the assignment took the loss here. That's why it's bottled. But let's say for the first 300, to collect the first 300, she sold all those properties for the ones of 100, she sold it really for 99. So halacha is it's still kayam, even though now she only landed up with $297, but she sold probably worth 300. That goes towards 300. So that's the chiddush of the sefer, that only the last one's bottled, but the first three are kayam. And we don't know if we have a ratio. So therefore, we need to say, Frank the Gemara, how many Reisha Shaman? We don't have the Reisha ready. The first case of the Reisha. One case is she's a good businesswoman, she sold her money for Messiah. But the second case, so Shava Messiah Bimana, Neskavlik Sabasa. Look, it sells a 200 property for 100, Neskavlik Sabasa. And it's not Mechron Batal. So what do you see? That when it's herself, it is Kayim. So it's the first mission of the beginning. So it's back Shver. Why need two cases of Bedaisel? So when you, the two cases, the three parts of Mishnah, the middle and the end, what do you need that, the case of telling me the case, you sold 101 for 100, that's bottle, we know that already. So more like this, we understand that over there, you finished the whole thing, there's no gzera. So there, in the case of the ratio, where you sold something that was worth 200 for 100, so there you get your ksuba and you're done. So there, we can say mechron kain. But we were scared in the case of the 300 and 100, the first 300, if you sold that for 99 and still kayim, you would think, even in the last case where the assuming any loss also be kayim. Maybe make xer out to that. Ma'otem, in the ratio that means the first part of Mishnah Hashem, the stock of the high base of the Gamri. But here, nigzah mana rishon on the mana achron. Here's the gzeira on the first mana that you shouldn't let the mistake be kayam, because otu the case of the fourth mana where there the assumim had the loss. So maybe there, since there has to be bottle, the first case is also shouldn't be bottle because you don't want to get mixed up. Kamash law, no, that you don't worry about getting mixed up. So coming out that we're not pushing the shaila really of a case if it's mavir or if it's moisif. When he sells too much, and our Mishnah was not a raya that says mechron batel, because our Mishnah was a case of a mistake, where it was something worth 101, that he only sold for 100, so he's staying with a shaila for the first gears in the Gemara, that there's a shaila here, if someone sells something too much, is it mavir or moisif, and we were not paishut the shaila.